And now this is a dictation for Michael Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y, March 29, 1952, addressed as a letter to Dr. Sarbepalli. S-A-R-V-S in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, a follow-up for Mr. Hadley. With chronic kidney disease. Comes accompanied with wife, was in the hospital initially because of nasal bleeding with evidence of THF decompensation, acute on chronic renal failure, severe neuropathy, trial of lidica discontinue, lower dose of Nurantin, higher dose of Cymbalta. He uses a walker and most of the time on wheelchair. Uses oxygen at home, 2 liters, 24 hours. Has a sleep apnea, but refuses to use the PAP machine, chronic orthopnea. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination or infection, no recent chest pain palpitation, recently treated for RSV viruses, was in the hospital for that problem, other review system is negative, medication list review, diabetes treatment. I'm going to highlight the Labetalol, Hydralazine, Norvas, Demadex, Metolazone. He's also on Farxiga. Medications for his neuropathy, no anti-inflammatory agents, does take Tylenol number 3. Next paragraph. Overweight, 272, very lethargic, wife at the bedside, blood pressure 144/62, COPD abnormalities, distant clear, has emphysema, few RALS on basis, has a loud systolic murmur, appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, tympanic, I cannot rule out a low level of ascites, has hemiplegia, has peripheral edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, creatinine 2.8, slowly progressive over time, representing a GFR of 23, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium elevated by carbonate, likely effect of diuretics versus respiratory failure, PCO2 compensation, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus, mild anemia 12.7. Review discharge summary from November. No reported heart attack, has biventricular heart failure, receive diuretics. The nose bleeding treated with cauterization. I don't see a new echocardiogram. Prior one is 2021 with diastolic dysfunction. Has a Watchman procedure. No anticoagulation. Also prior TAVR. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, background of diabetic nephropathy. Acute events from CHF decompensation, reported biventricular failure, ischemic heart disease as indicated above, as well as underlying AFib, TAVR for aortic stenosis. We will try to obtain the last cardiology visit and the last echo. He is behaving as cardiorenal syndrome. Continuous salt fluid restriction. Continue the use of careful diuretics. Continue blood pressure medication and pre and after low reduction. Tolerating Farxiga besides diabetes for his heart and kidney abnormalities. No evidence of urinary tract infection, bacterial yeast, or perineal. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. Potential heading into dialysis, although with his multiple medical conditions, he might choose not to go in that direction. Metabolic alkalosis likely from diuretics and respiratory failure. He is depending on oxygen as well as sleep apnea machine. Present potassium is normal. Phosphorus, no need for binders. Anemia without evidence of external bleeding and no need for EPO. All issues discussed at length with the patient and review all records. Prolonged visit during and after encounter. End of dictation.